This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Every year before Christmas, Loop 360 becomes the site of a uniquely Austin tradition. The junipers along the road are decorated to become colorful Christmas trees. How did this tradition start? And who decorates the trees? And now that Christmas is over, who cleans them up? All questions KUT's Mose Bushell set out to answer for this installment of AT Explained.
I met our question asker, Gabriel Piedra, a week or two before Christmas.
And where are we?
We're on 360 near Spicewood Spring Road in Bull Creek.
Surrounded by Christmas trees.
I mean, you got different ones. I mean, here's the Spurs tree.
Like the basketball team.
Decked out in silver and black.
Oh, man, here's one with dinosaurs on it. My kids would love this.
Yeah, and sometimes at night there's lights. I don't know how they get the lights out here, but some of these trees light up. It's really funny.
Piedra said he first noticed the trees when he was in high school in the mid-90s. He and his family even joined in to decorate a couple.
We just used to do it. I mean, we were teenage kids. We'll do it because we saw other people doing it. And I didn't know. I never meant to ask why they did it. I just thought it was something that us Austinites do.
But now that he's older, he wonders how it got started.
I mean, is this only unique to Austin? I mean, is this something that we just started, you know, and if we did start, if there's some organization or someone out there that actually know why they did it and why they just wanted to do it? Or is it just, you know, keep Austin weird?
Well, sometimes the answers are right in front of your face. We were hoping this would be one of those times. Maybe some of the roadside vendors knew.
How's it going, man?
Jimmy Rimes sells firewood by the highway.
We have a listener who asked how this Christmas tree tradition started. I don't know if you've been working out here a while, if you see people come decorate it.
Man, it's been like this for the last 10 years that I've been out here.
And when did it start?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
He says groups and families just show up and decorate.
It's a mystery.
Clearly, this would take a little more work. I looked for old newspaper articles for the first mention of the trees. Turns out it was pretty recent. The Austin American-Statesman did a story about it in 2005. That story quoted a family. They said they saw other people decorating and decided to join in. I sent them a message on Facebook and kept digging. The early reports said the tradition started in secret. People would literally dress in black and decorate trees at night to avoid detection. There was a reason for that. Turns out the custom is not exactly legal.
We just prefer people not do it. The problem is, many people do.
Chris Bishop is a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Transportation. He says if people must decorate,
we simply ask, do a good job, attach the decorations firmly, and then when the season is over, come back and remove them.
I thought that official prohibition might explain why I was getting nowhere. After some initial contact, the family from the newspaper article went silent. By the end of the year, all of my leads had dried up.
Well, now it's after Christmas. Driving again down Highway 360, and these Christmas trees aren't looking so good. More of these decorations have started falling off. That's why we're going to a cleanup.
Good morning, everybody. If you're just getting here, make sure you sign in. If you do have
every January, the group Keep Austin Beautiful hosts a cleanup on the highway to keep the decorations from harming the environment, hurting wildlife, and becoming an eyesore. But for me, it was also maybe a last chance to figure out how all this got started.
I'll give you guys two bags each.
Cool.
About 300 people lined up for garbage bags. Some wore reflective vests for the traffic. Here, I thought, someone must have an answer.
Do you have any idea how this started, the decorating the Christmas tree thing?
I actually have no idea.
Do you have any idea how the decorating the Christmas tree tradition got started?
I have no idea.
Do you know how this tradition of decorating the trees started?
I have no idea.
That was Christine Faithful, Danny Davis, and Philip Russell, three of about a dozen people I asked. They all had the same response. Strangely, only one of them admitted to even decorating a tree. Mariah Gossett is with Keep Austin Beautiful. She's the woman you heard over the PA system earlier.
I think people try to keep quiet that they decorated trees in this group. You know, these are definitely folks who I think see it as litter and want to make sure it comes down. So,
she says last year, volunteers filled a U-Haul truck with decorations to send to Goodwill and 50 trash bags with stuff to send to the landfill.
this is one of those really polarizing issues. You know, like every year we have the conversation in our office, you know, like you don't want to be that organization that's the Grinch, right? That says like, don't go decorate for the holidays. But this is kind of our way of saying like, well, if people are going to do it, we're going to make sure it comes down.
And while she was talking, I got an idea.
Do you think I could ask on the PA if anybody knows how the tradition started?
Sure.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming out. I'm trying to figure out if anybody knows how the tradition of decorating the Christmas trees on Highway 360 got started. Something I've been asked by a listener. I've been unable to answer that question. So if anybody has any idea, even a rumor, even the vague hint of a story, I would love to hear from you. I don't know if I can promise anonymity, but we can talk about it. All right? Thank you all so much.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Hopefully we can solve the mystery.
So here's what happened. With hundreds of people there, no one came to me with an answer. But a guy named Rich DePalma, who was there for the cleanup, did repost the question on Facebook. According to replies on his post, the tradition did not start on Highway 360. It started with a single tree off Red Bud Trail. From there, it spread to the highway in the early 2000s. That was interesting because it didn't jive with what our question asker said. If you remember, Gabriel Piedra said he saw the trees in the highway when he was in high school.
Mid-90s, you know, that's when I first was aware of it.
And that's when he and his friends started decorating. So what does it mean? Either he's misremembering or he was among the first people to start the tradition. He even said as much at our first meeting.
But unbeknownst to me, I was part of something that just started that was kind of unique to Austin, you know? How was I supposed to know?
Which means that maybe
you were part of the start of this thing that you didn't even know was the start, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so maybe if you're wondering who started it, you're one of the people.
Yeah, somehow.
No, seriously. It's not the full answer, but maybe something close to it. And maybe it had been staring us in the face the whole time. Mose Bushell, KDT News.
You can find all our AT Explained stories at atexplained.org. Subscribe to this podcast there. You can also join our new AT Explained Facebook group and get a behind-the-scenes look at our reporting. That's all at atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT Austin. I'm Matt Largie.